Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your mega preview pod for this week's Valero Texas Open. And joining me to break it all down, Greg Ducharme is here. Greg, what up?
I love the little close to a doubleheader. So we got a lot of action going on today, and I'm all fired up about it. So we got our little master stuff out there beforehand, and now we're going to break down the board here at Valero. I'm looking forward to it.
You love to see it. The coach is here. Hey, coach, how's it going?
Well, it's good news, bad news for me. The good news is that I'm happy to announce that we're launching today an early edge only golf pod with me and you every single Tuesday, dropping in the feed. The bad news is not only did JT absolutely screw me over 3 weeks ago, but then I took him last week at the WGC, so I completely wasted him because he didn't even make it out of group play. So I am hot. I am fired up, and I'm ready to go. Don't laugh at me, Kyle. Do not laugh at me.
What did he do to you, coach?
He did nothing for me, I'll tell you that. Zero points.
I bet you're going to get a little more explicit than he screwed me over.
That's probably too close.
It's a family show. No, that was good. We're all good now. And that is Kyle Porter, KP, Valero Texas Open Week. Welcome.
Yeah, I've got, I got two things. One, I spent half my day perusing the Masters merchandise thing that they put out online today for people that are patrons or are going. And two, I got something in the mail today that my kids ordered. I ordered, but I ordered it for them. And it's one of those like mini basketball goals that you hang over a door. Right?
Come on.
So I'm playing against, it's like, you know, 3-on or 4-on-1 after lunchtime today. And all I'm thinking the whole time is, man, it would be awesome to have Greg Ducharme as a teammate right now. Because I heard he's the best mini basketball goal player of this generation. So
It's true.
I was bemoaning not having Greg in Richardson, Texas.
How is this show not sponsored by Nerf yet? Number one, and two, Greg, KP, you might even need Greg as like he could do Zoom meetings and give you tips. He's a coach by design. Like he could help out.
That's true. Yeah, so, and I did retire, so I'm looking for a job. I'm open for coaching. I could get into that side of the business at this point. So if you ever need any help, let me know.
You're like Juwan Howard.
Yeah. What I'm most excited about, Kyle, is to hear that today, just now in the mail. So today's Tuesday. So on Sunday night, you ordered a Nerf basketball hoop, and then you got your Amazon 2-day shipping. So it gets here today. And I'm out here growing the game, and I'm just happy to do it. Hashtag grow the game.
That's a great point. I'll have to check the timestamp. I think I ordered it on Sunday afternoon, but I won't rob you if you've got like a referral fee or something. I don't know what your setup is there, but
well, we're working. I can always use a good testimonial.
I'll
get my kids on that.
Titleist ambassador on the resume. He'll be Nerf ambassador on the resume here shortly. First Cut is obviously your spot for the Masters. DK Pricing Preview is live already on YouTube and will be in your feeds on Wednesday afternoon. Early odds look going on YouTube and the pod feeds on Thursday. And don't forget, listen, we've got golf cover, but we've also got baseball cover. Not us personally, but opening day for the Major League Baseball season is this Thursday, April 1st. And if you need any last last minute fantasy baseball prep, make sure to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5 with Frank Stample, Scott White, and Chris Towers. It's the best way to stay up to date on the biggest news items in fantasy baseball in 5 minutes or less. Download and follow anywhere you listen to this podcast. Storylines. Let's jump into storylines. And coach, even the Valero Texas Open storylines are kind of Masters storylines, because we've got Ricky Fowler, the most notable name in the field, the guy who has gone a decade consecutively playing at Augusta National, needing to win this week to punch his ticket to the Masters.
Two reasons why it's not going to happen. One, his game just sucks right now. Two, last week when he was asked about it at the Honda Classic, and it was almost like, oh, shucks, you know what? If I get in, I get in. If I don't, then I don't. He addressed Nick Fowler. He's like, you know what? Nick is right. You know, I've had some incredible partners. I've made some incredible I'm like, come on. This is the Masters. This is what every person dreams about playing in every single year. I don't care how many times you played in it. 2010, we're talking a full decade that this man has been in the Masters, nearly won it a couple of times. And now you're the oh, shucks guy? You're the it doesn't really matter to me guy? It's the if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't guy? That's an issue for me, and I think that's part of the reason that his confidence is so low. He can't even, with confidence, tell us how badly he wants to play there, and that's just one guy. I'd rather take Adam Hadwin, Nick Taylor, guys that are going to show me that they want to play in it.
The absence of Ricky Fowler at this event, KP, would almost be like the figurative passing of the torch from he was the young generation. He was the young guns 10 years in a row playing the Masters, and now we've got Morikawa, we've got Hovland, we've got Scheffler, we've got Wolf. This is him missing out would be like, okay, we are now in a new generation.
Hey, by the way, biggest name in the field?
For what? For Valero?
Yeah.
Like the longest, you mean the longest name, the longest spelled name?
Jordan Spieth.
Oh, yeah, oh. Obviously.
Yeah. I thought it was a trick question.
I thought it was too.
Well, I said most Rick, notable name vying for, I meant most biggest name, like not like vying for an invitation. Gotcha. No, he is not the biggest name in the field. Yeah,
so defensive. Defensive.
So, oh yeah, I've talk about referral fees. I mean, don't get me started.
Child, yeah.
So here's what's interesting. A great call on how it's being passed to the Morikawa, Hovland, Scotty Scheffler, Bryson. You can maybe shoehorn into that crew, kind of. I mean, he's 27. JT's only 27. JT's like 5 years younger than Ricky Fowler, which is crazy. But here's the other thing that I was thinking about. Think about what's notable about the guys that we would look at them and say, wait, why don't you have a major? Or why do you only have one major? It's Fowler. It's Sergio. It's Westwood. Adam Scott. These are like, I think sometimes the reason that we look at them and say, why do you only have zero or one? It's because they played in all of them. Right, like Sergio's streak of however many in a row got broken in November because of COVID at the Masters. Fowler's played in all of them, every single major, which is crazy. Like that's an unbelievable and worthy of celebration type streak to be that consistent and to qualify without ever. I mean, it's almost more impressive to qualify without ever having won one and to stay healthy. I mean, think about Rory missing them and Brooks missing them and DJ missing, like all for all these different reasons. And I think I don't know if it tells us anything, but I think it's really interesting that guys like Sergio, like Fowler, like Westwood, like Adam Scott have played in almost every single one of these for the last 10 or 15 years and yet have come up empty so many times. And it almost makes the futility more noteworthy than it would be otherwise.
43 majors, 10 Masters, 11 PGA championships, 12 US Opens, and 10 Open championships, Greg. He's made the cut in 35 out of 43. He's got 18 top 25s. He's got 11 top 10s, but he's got a big goose egg in that wins column.
Yeah, and it is disappointing. So here's my concern with Ricky Fowler. Everybody goes through slumps, and you can go through a bad time in your game and miss a Masters, and that's not necessarily the end of the world for me. You know, the statistics have fallen off. He's lost the putting. He's lost his game right now, and that's okay to me. But the real area of concern has to do with something that Coach brought up, and Coach brought up that fire that's missing. And I believe that's a reason why he missed, why he has the goose egg in the major column, why he only has 5 wins on the PGA Tour when he should have more. He contends so much. You feel like Ricky Fowler should have more. Whatever the numbers say, when you watch him play, you know that he should win more. And so now all of a sudden, Ricky Fowler's issue, in my opinion, was just that. It was the fire. It was understanding how to peak in a tournament, like Kyle talks about all the time. It was understanding how to win. And then his next move is to go and change his swing and change coaches and make physical changes. So now, in my opinion, he's behind the eight ball 2 times over. He's not only losing the experience of being near the lead and learning how to win and doing all those things. He's still a young guy. But now he has to get his physical game back in shape on top of it. So it's a big mountain for him to climb. And to me, it's a two-headed attack.
Would you say, Craig, that somebody like DJ has that fire?
Yes, I would. I think DJ hides it at times. If you watch what Dustin Johnson does in a match, like in the Kevin Na situation, and I know that's a silly one to point out, and it's not really where I intend to go, but the reaction to that, to get into the tournament and then settle down and now later on WD, I think he withdraws because he had some time to calm down emotionally, some time to clear his head. He wasn't ticked off anymore about losing, regardless of whether it was Kevin Na's fault or that's not what I'm getting into. There was a situation he lost in the match play, and he was expecting to win. So this went one of two ways. This was an emotional entry, late entry on Friday into the event because he was ticked off about losing, about Kevin Na, about something, and he wanted some vengeance. And I think that's why he got into the event. Because if his plan was all along, well, if I don't get through match play, if I don't get through round robin, then I'm going to play Valero. Well, then you get into Valero and you withdraw Friday when you get into the weekend. So that was kind of interesting timing for me. And I don't think it was in an effort to get reps. I think it was an emotional decision. And that's the kind of fire that leads to his prowess, his victories, his consistent victories. And it'll lead to more majors for him in the future.
I don't disagree with you. I think the Fowler thing is a fine line because I think if he wins the 18 Masters, he finishes one back of Patrick Reed. If Reed makes a double somewhere, then all of a sudden we're praising Fowler for being, you know, level-headed and steady and consistent and all these things that we kind of prop up as necessary characteristics to win a big-time golf tournament. But because he doesn't win, we kind of say like, oh, maybe he doesn't have the desire or the drive or whatever. And I'm not saying whether one of those is true or not true. I just think that sometimes we define players' characteristics based on whatever the outcome was in the past.
I think that's a great point, Kyle. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, what I was going to say is I guess I'm an emotional sportscaster. So I gravitate towards guys that show me that they want to do it. Watching Joel Damon win last week, that showed me how badly he wanted it. His wife's reaction showed me how badly they've been through it to get to this point. And I always say it's acting too cool for school. That if you're one of the top guys, God forbid, that you show me or show us that you want it. And I guess that's what I was trying to get at, is that Ricky hasn't shown me not one time in any interview, in any time on the course, that he's in it, that he wants, that he wants to fight for it. And I have an issue with that. When you're one of the top players in the world and now you've fallen down like this, you can go one of two ways. And I feel like from what he's shown us, he's okay with it. And I'm with that.
I think there's something in there that is fair and that I agree with. You know who shows a lot of emotion on the course, Coach?
Jordan Spieth?
No.
Who?
JT.
Yes.
Mm. He does.
Your boy.
Yeah, he is my boy.
Your beloved son.
We're going to meet in the middle somewhere. I can't see that.
That's awesome.
But the JT thing is interesting. You think about the guys that win the most on the PGA Tour, and you have Dustin Johnson, who I believe really shows it. Rory McIlroy, who shows it.
Bryson.
I don't know if you, great example. I don't know if you can put John Rahm in that category yet, but maybe you can. Maybe you put John Rahm in that conversation.
I would.
Jordan Spieth, a guy with 11 wins, he definitely shows it. Sergio Garcia always seems to be in the middle of something. He's a guy who's won double digits on the PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. There, Bubba Watson is a guy who wins when he gets close. Mm-hmm. He shows it. I mean, the guys that are the stoic guys tend to be the guys that underachieve. And, you know, Kyle, to the DJ point, he may have been that way, but something changed last year. And I think he kind of got an extra spark last year and showed me more after, quite frankly, Brooks. It was after the PGA Championship.
Yeah. Brooks.
Right. And
Brooks
all of a sudden he's been he's been emotional. So I don't know. It's something to look into, but I think the emotional guys win more.
Who's the most prolific winner currently on tour that doesn't show it?
Webb? Cantlay.
Cantlay.
Cantlay's won twice,
easy.
Right?
Webb's won twice.
Is he a prolific winner?
Three.
Well, I mean,
recently.
Cantlay's won three times in like 90 events.
He won Zozo. He won
Memorial.
Memorial. And Vegas.
Shriners.
Okay.
I mean, we can say guy, and he's consistently at the top too. He's consistently at the top of the leaderboard. He falls in that category of guys that I don't want to hear you complain one time if you don't have a big time deal with any of the companies for anything. You've got to be more entertaining. Period. Point blank. End of story.
That's true.
That's where it is. I'm tired of hearing these guys complain.
Real quick on, I've got two other items I want to get through, but we can get through real quick.
We've just blown Rick out to sea. Rick is just lost right now.
It's all right.
Sorry,
two,
Rick.
Two quick things, Coach. We'll go to you on this. Brooks Koepka playing at Augusta National. I don't see it happening personally. I have heard everything under the sun from it'll be 6 to 8 months to, oh no, he was at Riviera taking full swings the other day. I don't think he's playing, Coach. It would remove, which I guess my bigger concern is the guy's 30, should be in the prime of his career, and he deals with a lot of injury issues.
Well, yeah, and it was pretty obvious from the pictures, unless he's just doing that thing where he likes to, as he said, in the golf cart with his girl in a bikini answering questions on Instagram Live, that he's just messing with all of us. I just like to mess with all you guys, really. Well, it's working because we don't care anymore. You either come out and you start winning and playing well and showing me that you care, or I don't care about you anymore. And he did that in Phoenix. There is no chance that we're going to see him at Augusta National with what I saw on his knee and on his leg in that training room. And if he does, then he's been snowing all of us. Why? I have no idea. I never understand when athletes try to cover up just how badly they're hurt. Either you play or you can't play. It's not like playing football where you got to prepare for a guy. Nobody's preparing for Brooks Koepka at the Masters.
Yeah.
Except Brooks Koepka. He's the only one. So there's
Great
no
point,
chance,
Coach.
In my opinion, that he's not going to play there.
I agree with you, Coach. The PGA Tour has filled the Canadian Open. They're going to Congaree Golf Club. Kyle Porter. I don't know much about this. Here's what I know. I know it's about an hour inland from Hilton Head. I know it's a Fazio design, and producer Jacob told me that there are two official members. What do you know about this?
Two members? Is Greg one of them?
No. Apparently, from what I understand, producer Jacob told me that like the owner, I guess there's the people who built this course are like the only two official members. I don't know if they don't take member. I don't know how this works, but that's what I was told. He might have been messing with
me. Can we bet at William Hill on whether Workday will be the sponsor of this tournament?
Yeah, it's minus 900.
There's been no other company that's gotten more value than Workday, I don't believe.
I mean, for sure. Workday and Colin Morikawa.
The official backup sponsor of the PGA Tour.
You joke about that. That legitimately might be there's a sponsor for everything. They might be like the 10th man or sixth man or whatever. It is what it is. I think to me, it speaks to there's just so many tournaments jammed in, and it's like I don't know. Am I going to care about the Canadian Open being in South Carolina in the middle of, when is it, July, June?
June 10th.
Week before U.S. Open, right?
So yeah. Maybe you get a field that's equivalent to this week, to the Texas Open. But can we get an off week? I mean, like I don't know. Like it feels like there's opportunity for it, and we just keep getting tournament after tournament after tournament. And I don't know if that's great for the end product, Coach.
Well, I didn't want you to stop. I was just going to piggyback what you're saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
I compare this to when I was in WWE. We were live 52 weeks a year. And every so often, our big stars would get hurt or they'd want to go make a movie, and they had to come off TV. It's okay to miss a week. It's okay to say, you know what, we're not doing business this week. Except I worked for Vince McMahon, and he may be as greedy a billionaire as there is. But also, the PGA Tour wants – for some reason, they don't believe that taking a week off is okay when you've got so many players that don't get into every event. I think it's because you got so many extra cards. So you want to give these guys an opportunity. But at the same time, from a fan perspective, I think what you're saying is give us a little bit of a break so we can want it when it comes back. And 1 week does that for me every so often.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, maybe there's probably a deal with RBC also. Like I'm not... Sure. Like in this specific instance, like I don't know the details of it, but I'm speaking and I think you are too, Coach, just broadly about like the presentation of the product. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'd add to that, and I know we've gone a little heavy in this area here, so sorry, okay. Rick, but when you're trying to, as Coach pointed out, you're trying to give your players opportunities, and that's the job of the PGA Tour. They're almost like an agency, and they're representing all of their members, all of their players. So they want to give them an opportunity, one. And two, just like a Dustin Johnson, just like a Jordan Spieth, just like any of the top players, we as viewers have an opportunity to take any week off that we want. We don't have to, maybe not for the four of us or anyone on the First Cut team. We're going to be covering it. You know that. But you have an opportunity to take the week off and not follow the game. And that's your choice. Every week doesn't have to be a chase for major ratings, right? It doesn't have to be a chase to have a, you're giving your players an opportunity to change their lives. And I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, and I'm gonna keep talking. I'm not sorry because you guys already all did like three other podcasts. So I'm actually gonna I'm not gonna apologize. But I'm kidding. Real quick, it's hard because like if you get the Matt Jones story at Honda, you're like, okay, that's fine. But if you get the Joel Damon story, you're like, oh, I'm so glad there was an event this week.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So I do think we're a little bit like the outcome of it matters in terms of like how much we cared that I didn't care that the Honda existed this year, but I did care very much that Corrales existed because I think the Joel Damon story, just like kind of the Josh Teeter story last year, is worthy of celebration. So I think we praise it on one hand and then we kind of bemoan it on the other. So I think it's a hard line for the tour to kind of walk there.
I love it. Before we go to break, here is the bow on Congaree. There are no members. There are only ambassadors who are chosen by referrals, and their affiliation is less dependent on financial dues and more on the time that they offer one of the club's many mentoring programs.
Oh.
I need to join a club where the affiliation is less dependent on financial dues. That's my, that is my kind of club.
There you go. Would you like to take the 15-year-old members out to play 18 holes? Yes, I would. Sure, yes, sure. I sincerely would.
Absolutely. It's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
I'm just giving back to the community. Gentlemen, we've got to do our Jupiter of the West Super Contest. That's our betting card. We got to talk one and done. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt, and I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the super feet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to, and Superfeet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th. And we're back. I want to tell you about the all-new Stitcher podcast app. It's been rebuilt from the ground up to make it easier to listen to podcasts on the go or on the revamped web player. Stitcher is home to all your favorite podcasts, from classics like My Favorite Murder, This American Life, and How Did This Get Made? All of the CBS shows such as Eye on College Basketball, Fantasy Baseball Today, and of course, your personal favorite, The First Cut Golf Podcast. In Stitcher, you have more control, like setting your download preferences per show and the ability to listen at virtually any speed. With Stitcher, you can listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere. So give the all-new Stitcher a try. Download it in the App Store or at stitcherapp.com/download. Where are you going, Coach?
You forgot to say Early Edge. You didn't say
Early Edge. And Early Edge.
Thank you. It was probably they just forgot to write it in the copy.
Producer Jacob left it out of the copy.
Yeah, it's okay.
Super contest back on our betting cards. This is where we take $100. We allocate it on William Hill for our favorite bets. We share them with the public and we get ridiculed on Sunday evening. So, Kyle, let's start with yours. We never start with you. So, we're going to start
with Kyle.
Yeah,
let's throw him on the spot here. So we're going to pull up Kyle's betting card, and I see seven bets that are, these are very interesting. I see a winner, I see top 10s, I see top 20s, and I see a miss the cut bet. So let's start with the miss the cut bet, KP, because it's Scottie Scheffler. You're getting plus 275 on your money. I'm assuming this has to do with him playing seven matches in 5 days last week.
Yeah, it does. And I think it's just the arrogance of youth thinking you can bounce back, and play a four round event 3 days later or whatever. And I think he's going to get out there and just, I think he's going to feel it more than he thinks he is. And so it's a little bit of a fade of him. Who knows? He might be playing so well that he goes out in top tens, but that's just kind of the feeling I get there. You want to talk about these top 20s?
Yeah, let's do it. So top 20s on Charlie Hoffman, plus 160, Cameron Davis at plus 175, and Harry Higgs on Kyle's betting card at plus 275, all to finish inside the top 20.
Yeah, all these guys, I mean, Hoffman's been awesome with his iron play over the last 3 months. He kind of owns this tournament. I mean, I think I saw him, you might have tweeted this out, Rick, but he had, he owns a shirt that says like all-time leader and all-time money leader in the Texas Open. Did you see this?
I saw it. Yes. All-time.
It has the total. It's like three. It's got like it out to the cents, like the whole thing. There's like nine digits on there. Yeah, it's pretty funny. So he's been great at the Texas Open. I think top 13 in 8 of his last 10 here. Cameron Davis. You know, I was reading I try to shout him out a lot because I read him a lot. Ben Coley of Sporting News. I think that's right. Producer Jacob will correct me if I'm wrong. But he was talking about the importance of driving at this tournament, at this course. And if you look at the guys that have won here, Corey Connors, even Andrew Landry, even though he's not super long, Sporting Life, not Sporting News. Sorry. All these guys that have won Texas Open are good drivers, and Cameron Davis is a good driver and a really good ball striker. And I feel like he's just somebody that keeps popping up for me. And I keep wanting to pick him, because he's hit the ball so well so far in 2021. Then, what else we got? Tournament winner. This is a little foreshadowing. Corey Connors at 22-1. I think he should be more like 15, 16, 18, something like that. I think there's some value there. And then Brendan Steele against Cameron Tringali. Brendan Steele played well at Honda again, really good driver. I think that plays at TPC San Antonio.
And then a top 10 on Tony Finau. I don't think we had a way to do best bet this week, so pick one of these and tell me which one is your best bet. I think we're still doing that.
Probably Hoffman.
Hoffman.
Let's go Cameron Davis.
Cameron Davis, top 20, plus 175 is Kyle Porter's best bet. There's a lot of overlap with my card on here, producer Jacob. So we're going to go to my card next because I am a big Brendan Steele believer for this week. In fact, I have him to win this golf tournament. As Kyle alluded to, that top five at the Honda hasn't been his only good finish. He's made 8 cuts in a row in 2021. He hasn't missed one. He played well at Sony. He's won this event before. So I took him. I took Chris Kirk and I took Andrew Putnam to win this golf tournament with just little sprinkles, as we like to say, coach. And then I'm picking on Phil Mickelson. I've got Sam Ryder over Phil Mickelson in a matchup. I'm backing up Chris Kirk over Zach Johnson in a matchup. And then to make Kyle Porter happy, I took Jordan Spieth over Tony Finau and Scottie Scheffler, because I agree, Scheffler, it was a grueling Sunday. He's got to go out. He's got to face Tony Finau. He's got to face Jordan Spieth. I'm all in, baby.
So I looked at that one and I almost picked it because I think fading Scheffler. I got concerned about the Finau thing because, again, I think great drivers play well here. And up until the Players, he had been awesome. Does Finau worry you at all there?
Yes, but what I really wanted to do is I missed out on when DJ withdrew. I missed out on getting Spieth at like the better number. So I wanted to get Spieth exposure, and I thought this was the best place to do it because you're essentially, this is going to backfire, but like you're turning Spieth versus Finau a head to head into a plus situation, plus 163. Mm-hmm. If I really think that Scheffler's going to, potentially miss the cut or not play all that well. So I thought it was worth it, but yeah, of course I'm worried about it, but I still like it.
No, that's a great explanation of kind of your thinking there. I need Spieth to shoot we talked about this on Sunday, T9 minus like 14 strokes putting, and then yep, just win the Masters by 10.
I think it's a great time, Rick, because I always think you really educate everybody at home really well, and that's a great teaching point that if people at home and you're looking at a head-to-head matchup but you don't like the number, just go to a three-way in your book. And then find that same guy against somebody that may not be playing well as the third guy, and then make that same bet. And essentially, you're not losing that much, and now you're getting plus money like you did here, Rick. It's a great teaching moment for golf bettors at home.
Yeah, I love it, really Coach. Smart.
Let's continue with your card here. So producer Jacob is going to pull up your card. And there are the one overlap that you and I have is Sam Ryder to beat Phil Mickelson. Is this you picking on Phil, or do you like Sam, or both?
Okay, so I called him on PGA Tour Live 2 weeks ago at the Honda Classic, and although he played okay, he still had 3 or 4 shots every round that cost him a triple or a double or whatever else. Now he's playing in the winds of Texas. I could not believe the way Sam Ryder has been playing and the finishes that he has had, including last week in the DR, and we're only laying a quarter over Phil Mickelson, who can't even find the planet right now. This, to me, was the lock of the century, and I'm going to personally put a lot of money on this, more than I usually do. And then obviously Siwoo Kim is so up and down. To me, I'm willing to bet that it's one of his off weeks, and an off week for Siwoo Kim, as we all know, could be 80-82. So I'll take that against a guy, as KP just said, who's walking around as a walking cash register at the Valero Texas Open. And then to me, I found Danny Willett plus 700. If I have him to win, which I do in my one and done, then to me, getting plus 700 is a lock for $15. And then normally I don't like to sprinkle in our little competition on somebody to win, but I think this is going to be the week that Spieth, and I don't want to blow him here. This is why I'm not using for my one and done. I think this could be the week that he puts all of this stuff together, wins in his home state, and heads to the Masters as the top 3 betting favorite next week.
All right. We're going to talk more about Jordan Spieth in just a second. So that's Corey Connors, top Canadian. It's Danny Willett, top European. It's Jordan Spieth to win on the right side of the board for Coach. And that leaves us with Greg. And we're going to pull up Greg's betting card here. I see 6 bets. One, wow, 2 of them are what he has promised us essentially from days ago. It is almost all in on Adam Hadwin to be top Canadian at plus 333. And then you back him up, Greg, to win this golf tournament at 66-1.
Yeah, I really like those odds. I think you get a 66-1 number on a guy like that. I put 10 on that, and I think that's going to give me kind of that opportunity. But if that doesn't happen and he gets nipped by a Jordan Spieth or somebody along those lines, well, then I got him as top Canadian. And I think he can get past Corey Connors, who that's really the fear, which is where Coach went. He went with Corey Connors as top Canadian. He's my biggest kind of rival in this, but he's the defending champ of this thing, and he didn't get a chance to play in the Monday qualifier this year, and I think that hurts Corey Connors. So I'm sticking with Adam Hadwin, who I really like in this, in both of those bets. So one's kind of a hedge, and it gives you a little bit of a bump if, when he does actually go out and win, which you heard it here first, that's what he's going to do. Now
we definitely heard it here first.
Yeah. You may not hear it anywhere else.
Yeah, exclusively, actually, I think.
So next, I got Zach Johnson over Chris Kirk. And I really I was trying to find a way to work Zach Johnson in here. He has a great record. He came in fifth last time in 2019, and he has two wins in 2008 and 2009. The other thing that Zach Johnson has done well is he's played well recently. He came in eighth at the Honda Classic, tied eighth. So I'm looking at him in good form, in good spirits, excited to go back to Masters. And I think he's motivated. And when you get a chance to play Masters, we're at any state, no matter where you are in your career, you're preparing. You're ready to go. Yeah. You want to win another one. And so this is an important week for him. He's going to be focused and he's comfortable here. So I had to get a little bit of Zach Johnson in there. And I like the Charlie Hoffman over Siwoo Kim, just like Coach. I think Charlie Hoffman is a great driver of the ball, to Kyle's point, and another walking cat. Well, you don't have to spend too much time there. And I did the same thing as you, Rick, with the Jordan Spieth over Finau and Scottie Scheffler. I have some questions about Scottie Scheffler and the fatigue. So I loved Kyle's bet of him missing the cut. I think that's a great little risk there. And I have some questions about Tony Finau. I don't know where he is mentally right now. Yeah, he's my boy, but I don't get a feeling that his stock is on the rise. So I'm a little worried, hoping that he proves me wrong and comes in, you know, third. I'm looking at this. If this goes perfectly, it's an Adam Hadwin 1, Jordan Spieth 2, and Tony Finau 3, solo 1, 2, 3. That would just be great. So yeah, and then the other guy I like, who Rick is on as well, Andrew Putnam. Yeah. And Andrew Putnam has a nice record here. He's got an eighth place finish, and I think it's a 34th. And he's also played some really nice events of late. The players didn't go quite his way, but the two events prior to that, I have that right here. Well, no, I don't. But anyway, really nice, really, really nice finishes at the Honda, and I believe it was also in Puerto Rico. So I think Andrew Putnam is in good form as well.
Yeah, I hate to rain on everybody's parade, yours, Rick, and Greg's, but I saw a recent interview with Scottie Scheffler. It was an incredible interview on the Bracket Reveal show. I can't remember who hosted it, but it was a really revealing interview about him playing in Texas. And he told the interviewer, he says, "I get motivated so highly whenever I play in Texas." So this whole fatigue storyline that you guys are trying to ride down that road, I think you're going to be sadly mistaken, and Scheffler could come back to haunt you guys. I'm just saying. It's just something I saw. But it could be nothing. It could be nothing.
I think when you look at what he did on Sunday, it really highlighted that fatigue, Coach. Right? He's missing to the left off the tee. This is something Michael Breed was talking about, my boss. He said, when players get tired, they hook tee shots, they pull iron shots, and they push putts. And he did all three of those things on Sunday. So it's a little concerning to me. That's the Texas motivation. You get into the match play, you're fired up for it. This seems like a little bit of a letdown, Coach. Okay. Great interview,
I like that Greg took – yeah. I like that Greg took –
thank you.
Greg took the bait on that one. Good job.
He did.
I saw you laughing.
Okay. I was like – we'll see in 6 days. We'll talk about that. Okay, gentlemen, we've got one more thing to do, and it is our one and done. Let's get an update. We're going to start from the bottom. Coach, you're $2.1 million. Unfortunately, yeah, that's it is not a good sign when your Punta Cana golfer earned more than your match play golfer, which is what happened last week. Bryce Garnett got you $78,000. JT, $47,000. You
What's
need
sad
something
is that
mystery.
Everybody made $47,000.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't make $47,000. So it's like making zero. It doesn't help me to get this 47,000, but at least Bryce Garnett did something in the DR. My goodness, what a complete waste of a pick by me. Complete waste of it. It's so embarrassing to blow a big name like JT. You hate to see it.
You did get the most out of any of us at Punta Cana, if that is any consolation.
Rick, I'm $4 million down. So, no, it does nothing for me. It does nothing for me.
Okay, pick us a winner this week. Who do you got?
This week, so I'm going to go deep. I'm going deep. I'm tired of picking favorites. I'm tired of picking chalk. I want to go deep. And I think Danny Willett could surprise a lot of people this week. He was only a shot behind going to the final round down in the DR. Didn't have a great Sunday, but he plays good in the wind. We know he gets motivated around Masters time. And I'm just so stupid right now in my one and done. I just took somebody completely off the radar, and I'll probably do pretty well with him this week.
Danny Willett rounding.
He's chasing.
I know.
Coach 2.1, producer Jacob 2.7, KP 3.6. You're trying to keep within arm's distance of Greg here, and you might be falling back. You had Thomas Peters in Corrales and Paul Casey at the match play, so you got a combined 130,000. We need a move here, KP.
Yeah, we do. I wanted to pick Corey Connors, but I see that I already picked him for Mayakoba, so I'm not going to do that for the sixth time. I'm going to pick Chuck Hoffman, and I've got the spreadsheet up here. I just pencil me in for Spieth next week. Just put it in. I'll be on the show.
Me too.
I'll be on all the shows next week. Just throw it in there, producer Jacob. Jordan Spieth. Put it in.
Okay. Put it on the board. Wow. I love it. Greg, you have some separation between you and Kyle. You're at 5.1 million. You're 500,000 behind Mark, who is in second. You had Tyler McCumber in Punta Cana, and you had Jordan Spieth at the match play. So you at least got out of group play. You got $189,000 for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to get out of group play. Not easy to do. I wish I took Victor Perez or something like that, but I mean, look, it's okay. So anyway, the separation that I'm looking at is...
Why would you ever take Victor Perez?
Well, because he went farther than Spieth, right?
Now that's like saying I wish I would have picked the lottery numbers.
Yeah, I know. I say the same thing, right? Yeah, so I mean, I guess...
I wish I had as much Nerf stock as Greg.
Yeah, right. Me too. Yeah, I should have said I wish I picked Billy Horschel. That would have been probably more appropriate. So I wish I did that. But anyway, here we are. And so I'm trying to chase you down, Rick. That's the gap that I'm most concerned with. I feel like I'm going to need another win at Masters to really position myself where I want. But this week, this is an easy one for me. I'm not overthinking it because Masters, as Jordan Spieth is to Masters for Kyle, Adam Hadwin is to Valero Texas Open for me.
What so I'm going Adam Hadwin here.
Okay, by the way,
Greg is now representing Adam Hadwin.
Were you hired as his coach? Are you coaching Adam Hadwin?
No, no. Mark Blackburn is. I'm a huge fan.
Is this a hostage situation?
Work. No, yeah. No.
Blink twice,
look,
Greg.
This is the thing. Like, I look at what coach's problem in one and done. Not to pick on you, coach. I don't mean to do that. But
okay.
You go
it's
with
okay.
Danny Willett because you think he's going to play well, but he's not in your betting card. And your betting cards do great, but... But then the one and done's just a separate thing. And so
whoa, stop right there. He absolutely is in my betting card.
Is he? I didn't see
yes.
it. I didn't see
top
it.
European plus 700.
Okay.
If you're gonna single me out, at least do it correctly.
You're right.
700 top European.
Okay, great bet. My mistake.
Thank you. I genuinely apologize.
But still to the point here. We don't want to be chasing. And
no,
I don't want to get into a place where I'm chasing. I feel like my strategy didn't work 1 week. Like last year, I always wanted to just pick the right guy, the guy that I thought was going to do the best, the guy that made the most sense. And this year, I haven't done quite as good a job of that. So I'm getting back to my strategy. And the guy that I think is going to win, and I thought so since Sunday, is the guy that I have to pick in one and done. So it's not a representation here, but I'm going Adam Hadwin.
I also noticed that Greg said, I need another win at the Masters, alluding to his victory from Dustin Johnson earlier in the year. Also, Greg, you have
I need help.
You have earned $3 million in two events, and $2 million in every other event combined.
Yeah, it's the consistency train, which I did last year, was all consistency. I think I only got one win and was able to get a victory. This year, I'm a popper. I feel like Danny Willett. He pops off in a couple of really high finishes, really nice finishes, keeping your card and all that. But the consistency is not there. My game is in shambles.
I don't want to stir the pot too much, but Greg, you were talking and you didn't hear. Okay, maybe I do. You didn't hear the low key trash talk that Rick had towards you just a minute ago. I don't think you heard that when you're like, I'm trying to catch you, and he goes, good luck.
Yeah.
I was like, I know. Oh my God.
I couldn't tell if that was in my head or if I actually heard that.
No, he actually said that.
Oh, Rick actually said.
Yes. I love it.
That's motivation. But if I was you, I want some fire.
Greg,
you want to see a little fire, Coach?
Yes, Greg's, I would love to see some.
Who's the worst two-time major winner of all time? That's what Greg is right now.
I think so.
Who is the worst? Probably
Angel Cabrera.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
John Maybe Daly?
Here we go.
I don't know.
I hate that I'm looking at this list.
It was almost Sean McHugh.
Hubert Green.
No, Hubert Green was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. What about Andy? Andy North? Did he win other stuff?
Oh,
yeah, his tour of the U.S. Open. He only had
three wins, I think. Him and Angel both only had three wins.
Yeah,
right.
Dutra.
The worst of the two major winners. That's a good list to be on. There's a lot on that list.
That's a different Sporkle day. Mark is next. He's at 5.6 million. He got the most at match play. He got Sergio, 337,000. He had Charlie Hoffman. So he made a little bit of a move last week, closed the gap on me, 6.6 million. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go with Spieth this week. I'm just going to straight front run this. DJ removes himself from the field. Jordan Spieth, I'm a believer in. I'm buying the idea that he might have more win equity or more expected value in a week with smaller fields, smaller payouts than he does next week kind of intrigues me. And then also, like, I think there's some concern of like, oh well, does he care? Like, this guy will do anything to stop this like nearly 4-year streak that we have going on right now. It's time, Jordan, and it would be so Jordan Spieth to win like. To win this week and just get us at an absolute fever pitch for next week.
We'd I'm be so disappointed.
Just fanning ourselves for seven straight days.
we would just go live to Kyle Porter's content shed and just like a 24-hour feed. Just like, well, what is he doing? Is he okay?
It's like watching a caged lion.
Incredibly. So this actually might happen because I'm unable to make the show on Sunday. Because I'm leaving for Augusta. I've got all these things going on. If Spieth wins, I'm going to have to I don't know. Like, I'm going to have to do something. I'm just going to film myself and send the footage to producer Jacob, and he can play that as the podcast on YouTube.
That'd be amazing. That would be amazing. Real quick before you say goodbye, because I hate to do it without Mark being here, but I needed to quickly run something by you guys, if that's okay. Because we had a big bet last week, Mark and I. And I technically had a better record in the match play than his guy did. But he comes at me when they both didn't make it out of group play and says, hey, coach, should we just call it a wash because we didn't make it out of group play?
I thought that's what we said on the show. I thought we said
if
neither make it out of group play, it's a push. Okay. I'm pretty sure we talked about that.
Okay,
we have to check. Because I had the same concern. I'm like, well, this is definitely going to happen.
You're probably right. I've had a lot of concussions when I was in pro wrestling, so I forget about a lot of things. So, okay, I didn't want to bust his chops, and then I look like the idiot. So
We've done that already today. We being me.
Producer Jacob just brought up a good point. What if Spieth resurrects his career on Easter Sunday?
Oh, Mike, stop it. Stop it. Now it's going to happen. I can't take two in a row because I already said on this podcast I was going to take Spieth, but I was waiting. to use him at another time. KP, if you just put this into existence, and this happens twice on the show to me, I really will quit.
I just you spoke will not it into
You just spoke it into existence. Yes.
That would be amazing.
I still would blame Rick. If Rick got another like now, I'm disappointed Rick took Jordan Spieth this week. I'm devastated because now I got to root against him. I don't like doing that.
Yeah, me neither.
Inserting the needles, no big deal. That is our Valero Texas Open Mega Pod. Our expert picks and betting cards will be tweeted out, of course. Any final thoughts, gentlemen? That'll do it.
I got some Nerf basketball to go play. Hey, text me some. Can I send you video of my shot, Greg? And then you can give me feedback.
It's like Michael Bannon and Rory. I was thinking about it earlier, by the way. Instead of the, I was thinking about going the coaching way, but if you want to give me a live feed, I'll call the game from the booth.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right.
Just FaceTime it in.
Yeah. Charge $9.99 a month for this. We should set this up. I love it. Greg Ducharme is available on Twitter at TheRealGFD. Send him your Nerf takes. The coach is available at TheCoachRules. Kyle Porter is available at KylePorterCBS. Thank you, producer Jacob. He does all the hard work behind the glass. You can find me at RickRunGood. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.